Hello, what is up everyone? Eman from Pes Smart PH here. Welcome to a new episode. Shout out to all the podcast listeners as well. I appreciate you all. Today, we will explore why scams work on people. So to start, let's define what a scam is. According to the Cambridge Dictionary, scam is a dishonest plan for making money or getting an advantage, especially one that involves tricking people. And from Merriam-Webster, they defined it as deceiving, to deceive or defraud, to obtain something such as money by a scam. And then in law, scam or fraud is intentional deception to secure unfair or unlawful gain, or to deprive a victim of a legal right. So we will be focusing on investment scams, the infamous Ponzi schemes and pyramid schemes. And you might think that these two schemes are the same, but they have a distinct difference. In a Ponzi scheme, you're only required to invest cash to earn returns. Usually, the rate of your returns will be based on the capital that you're willing to invest. The more money that you invest, the higher the rate of return, which doesn't really make any sense. In pyramid schemes, on the other hand, you usually need to pay a fee, buy products, sell them, and then recruit new members to earn money. Okay. So now let's move on to prospect theory again. So this is from the book of Daniel Kahneman, Thinking Fast and Slow. Prospect theory plays a big role to investors, whether new or experienced, because people take unwarranted risks in the face of uncertain losses. It describes how we choose between options that involve risk, and with the certainty effect, people are drawn to sure things over probabilities, even when the probability is a better choice. This is the reason why scams work. We like sure things. And according to Daniel Bernoulli, people are generally averse to risk, and this risk aversion actually decreases with increasing wealth, which makes sense because if we have more resources, we can fall back on, the higher our risk appetites increases. And we're also more likely to act to avert a loss than to realize an equal gain because losses loom larger than gains. We dislike losing more than we like winning itself. This is called loss aversion. We tend to overweigh small probabilities, which increases the attractiveness of gambles or insurance policies. This is why people who statistically don't need insurance buy them. And even worse, they call them an investment. It is a protection from loss, not necessarily an investment. People will take more risks to avoid a loss than to realize an equal gain. This is very common to new investors, and even intermediate or expert investors, they can fall victim to this as well. And this is where the scam artists come in. They take advantage of people who are new to investing and are risk averse and would love to invest in a sure thing with juicy gains. Ponzi schemes usually promise high returns with little to no risk. That's automatically a red flag. Although this is a very appealing prospect to the non-expert because it sounds like free money in your pocket on a regular basis. You have to remember that if an asset can potentially have high returns, higher risks will come with it. Examples of these are stocks or cryptocurrencies. The higher the upside, the higher its downside risk as well. And if an asset promises low risk, the returns can also be mediocre or relatively low. These are your money market funds, T-bills, government or corporate bonds, CDs, preferred stocks, or time deposits. These instruments will give you a steady stream of returns over a period of time with low risk and, of course, low to moderate returns. A scam, on the other hand, will promise you regular, fixed, and unlimited returns, which will appeal to your inclination towards the certainty effect. A sure thing is more attractive than a risky or low probability bet. Markets are unpredictable, and even the most successful investors and traders still lose money every now and then. So a fixed and regular return is unrealistic and impossible. And of course, you have to remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably isn't. And to conclude everything, I think scams will never be completely obliterated. Bad actors will always be present as long as there's money to be made. However, we as an investing community can spread awareness about it. We have to be aware how it works and what the telltale signs are. So share this to a friend, a coworker, or a family member who might be preyed on by these scammers. Risk will always be a part of investing. There's no such thing as a 100% win rate in this game. What needs to be done is to manage that risk and know what you're investing into. And that's going to be it for this episode, guys. Thank you all for watching and listening. I hope you learned a thing or two. I'll see you on the next one. Always remember, be peso smart.